Coatlicue walked on, unheeding and unconcerned. It stirred Rodrigo Luján's passions to see her walk so proud and unmoved. Then out of the west came a trio of Federal Army helicopter gunships, Gatling guns and rocket rods hanging off them like barbed scorpion spines.
Coatlicue, behold, the Chilango army has come to defeat you.
Coatlicue stopped. Her serpent heads lined up parallel to one another until both regarded the approaching gunship stonily. No flicker of emotion showed in those basalt slits.
Coatlicue, listen to me. They will soon attack. Let us be your shields.
Yes, be my shields.
Command us to be your shields.
I command you to be my shields.
Grinning, Rodrigo Luján turned to his retinue. Truly, it was Coatlicue's retinue. But the authority to command them had been conferred upon him.
Come! Come form a human shield! Coatlicue needs protection from the Chilango army!
And they came. The men, the women, the sun-browned children. They formed a circle that was many people deep. Some climbed atop Coatlicue to shield her stone flesh with their soft brown skins.
Shoot, army of Chilongos! Shoot if you dare! You will never harm our stone-hearted mother!
All around Coatlicue, the Indios fell. The bodies formed stepping stones for others to scramble to take their place.
Yes, yes! Fight to protect Coatlicue, the mother of us all! Come, come and offer yourself! Liberacion is ours! Victory is ours! Mañana is ours! Magnifico! You have done it! You have saved Coatlicue from the rocket!
Coatlicue stood as before, her double serpent head parted, one tracking the overflying helicopter, the other focused on the third one, which hung back, poised to let fly more blood and destruction.
The meat machines are protecting me.
Yes, we will all die if it takes that.
I command you all to die to preserve my survival.
Do you hear? We are commanded to die! To die is glorious! Let us all die to preserve our mother!
Luján had to jump to one side so the stampede of Indios could rush up and take the place of the dead, and so he would have an excellent view of the slaughter. It was better than a bullfight. In the bull ring, the bull dies or the matador is gored. There was only so much blood, a spot or two, a puddle at most. Here, it was a whirlwind of blood and carnage. The Indios took their places. They formed a dome of flesh. Like locusts, they swarmed over their mother goddess until her stone lines were no longer visible. They clung to her and to one another until Coatlicue resembled an upright beetle covered in ants. It was so incredibly Mexican. It was the most Mexican sight Rodrigo Luján had ever beheld.
Your blood illuminates the universe!
Rodrigo Luján crouched by the shoulder of the road, his bare skin now red from the rain that was not rain. At length, the helicopter gunships depleted themselves of missiles. Perhaps it was also that the pilots had become sickened by the slaughter. For whatever reason, they broke formation, each retreating in a different direction.
We have done it! We have succeeded! We are Zapotecs!
And Aztecs!
Maya!
I am Mixtec!
We are all brothers in blood.
And sisters.
A woman licked a smear of blood off her naked forearm. Others, seeing this and remembering tales of ancestral blood sacrifice, began eyeing the dead not as fallen human beings to be buried reverently in the earth, but as something else. The hungry look in his fellow Indio's eyes gave Rodrigo Luján the courage to say and do what in the past he could only imagine down in his deepest Zapotec dreams.
Coatlicue has reminded us. We are no longer men. We are not women. We are not human. We are her servants. We are meat machines. And if we are but machines made of meat, we may partake of other machines whose meat is no longer of use to them.
To show the truth of his words, Rodrigo Luján picked up the severed arm that had only minutes before belonged to a comely Maya maiden and took a ferocious bite out of her warm bicep with his strong white Zapotec teeth.